So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned Ketana v'Chareshes. Reuben was married to Rachel, who was a Yesemi Ketana, and to Leah, who was a Chareshes, and he died childless. Rachel and Leah both fall for Yibim to his brother Shimon. Ein bias achas mehen peteres sarasa. The Yibim of one does not release the other. And the Gemara explained that this is because Leyadinon ibe Ketana de Nichle, de Asiel Chalal Deya, ibe Chareshes Nichle, de Gedai Lubas Biyahi. As Rashi in the Mishnah explains, we don't know which one he prefers, and the one he prefers is considered to have a stronger ishus, since both of them are only midrabanan, and the yibim chalitza of the weaker one does not release the zika of the stronger one. The Gemara asked, "Ketsa takanasan? What's the solution?" Amrav Chizda Merav, "Kainis achareshes umetzi beget." He does yibim with the chareshes and gives her a get. The Ketana tempted at shetagda b'tachlitz. And when the Ketana becomes a Gedayla and eligible for Chalitza, he does Chalitza with her. Although this solution works according to the above explanation, Rav Chisda has a different understanding of Nisui Ketana v'Chareshes v'Drabanan, which he explains in detail. There are two ways of understanding this Takanas Chacham. Kenuya u'mishiyeres, it is a partial marriage. Kenuya v'ena kenuya, it is a suffix Nisuin, doubtful whether she is fully married or not married at all. Now, based on the halacha of Ketana v'Chareshes in our Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Omer Aleph, and the halacha of Ketana v'Chareshes in the next Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omer Beis, we must say that Ketana v'Chareshes, one of them is Kenuya u'Mushiyeres, and one of them is Kenuya v'Eina Kenuya, but they cannot both be the same. However, based on the Mishnayis, it remains inconclusive which, because the Mishnayis can be explained either way. However, based on Rav's Takana, Rav Chisda concludes that Chareshes Kenuya u'Mushiyeres, Ketana Kenuya v'Eina Kenuya, and explains, Rav said, Kainis ha-Chareshes u'Meitzia b'Get, v'Ketana tamten asher tagdal v'Tachlitz. Shimon must do Yibum with the Chareshes, because she certainly has a Zika, and cannot do Chalitza. Chalitza with the Ketana will not release the Chareshes, because of the possibility that a Ketana is Eina Kenuya, that she was never Reuben's wife and has no Zika. Shimon must then give the Chareshes a get, because the later Chalitza with the Ketana will make the Chareshes aser because of Kivin Shalei Bana Shuv LeYivna. Shimon must also do Chalitza with the Ketana because of the possibility that a Ketana is Kenuya, that she was Reuben's wife and has a Zika. Yibam of the Chareshes does not release the Ketana because the weaker Zika of Kenuya Mishiyaris cannot release the stronger Zika of Kenuya. Rav Chisda's point is proven, because if the Chareshes is Kenuya v'Eina Kenuya, he would not have to give her a get after doing Yibum because Memalav Shach. I Kenuya hi, then she is a Yavama who is Mutra to him, and the Chalitza of the Ketana does not disqualify her. I Lav Kenuya hi, then she was never Reuben's wife, and she is Mutra to Shimon like any other ordinary woman. But since the Chareshes is Kenuya Mishiyeres, therefore once Shimon does Chalitza with the Ketana, he must give the Chareshes a get, since it's possible that the Ketana is Kenuya and needs a Chalitza, and the Chalitza to a Yavama makes all the other wives asa to the Yavam. The Gemara adds that we cannot say the same thing about the Ketana, that since she is Kenuya v'Eina Kenuya, he should do Yibum with her, and he would not have to give her a get after doing Yibum because Meman of Shach. I Kenuya hi, then she is a Yavama who is Mutter to him. I Lav Kenuya hi, then she was never Reuben's wife, and she's mutter to Shimon like any other woman, because then Chareshes b'ma tepuk. Shimon is unable to do Chalitza with the Chareshes, as we learn that Chalitza cannot be done with the Chareshes, and Shimon would be unable to do Yibim with the Chareshes because he already did Yibim with the Ketana, who may be Kenuya, and once Yibim is done with one Yavama, the other Yavamas become Asur to the Yavam because of Shnei Batim. The Gemara supports Rav Chisda from Abraisa that Chareshes Kenuya Mishiyeres, Ketana Kenuya v'Eina Kenuya. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah that presents four cases with two possibilities in each case, and will explain the Mishnah as Rashi explains it according to Rav Chisda. Zok the Mishnah, Misha hayu nasui l'shtei yisoymis ketanas umes. Reuven was married to Rachel v'Leah, who were both yisoymis ketanas, a marriage midrabanan, and he died childless. Uvo yavam al rishayna, and his brother Shimon was miyabim Rachel, And then Shimon, or another brother Levi, was Miyab Malaya. Like Pasal Eser Rishayna, Shimon may remain with Rachel. Since Kitana Kenuya Veni Kenuya, both are equally a Safik. Therefore, if Kenuya, Rachel's was a valid Yibam, and Leah's was B'Issa Shnei Batim, and Leah indeed cannot stay, but Rachel does not become Aser because of it. If any Kenuya, they're both strangers to Shimon, and both may stay. V'chein Shtei Charashis, and the halacha is the same if Rachel V'Leah were Charashis, but with a different explanation. Since Charashis Kenuya U'Mishayeres, they were both partially married to Reuven and have the same degree of Zika. Therefore, Rachel's was a valid Yibam, and Leah's was B'Issa Shnei Batim, and Leah indeed cannot stay, but Rachel does not become Aser because of it. The Mishnah proceeds to the next case, Ketana v'Chareshes. If Reuven was married to Rachel, who is a Yesemi Ketana, and to Leah, who is a Chareshes, and he died, Ba Yavam ala Ketana, and his brother Shimon was Miyabim Rachel, V'chazr uva ala Chareshes, Oysha ba'achav ala Chareshes, and then Shimon, or another brother Levi, was Miyabim Leah, Pasal as a Ketana, Rachel becomes Aser to Shimon. The Gemara in Omer Aleph explained that she would be Mutta Me'ikra Din, because she's a Ketana, who is Kenuya V'eni Kenuya, as explained earlier. But she's Aser because of a Gzira that if she is Mutter, we may make the next case of Bayav Malachareshes Mutter as well, when it's actually Aser as follows. Bayav Malachareshes, if Shimon was Miyabim Leah, V'chazra V'ala Ketana, Isha Ba'ochav V'ala Ketana, and then Shimon or another brother Levi was Miyabim Rachel, Pasal as Chareshes, Leah becomes Aser to Shimon Me'ikra Din, because she's the Chareshes, who is Kenuya U'Mishuyeres, and Rachel is a Ketana, who is Kenuya V'eni Kenuya. And if Rachel is Kenuya, Rachel's stronger Zika and Yibam is a valid Yibam, even though he already did Yibam with Leah, who has the weaker Zika. And then Leah becomes Aser because of Shnei Batim. The Mishnah proceeds to the next case, Pekachas V'Chareshes. If Reuben was married to Rachel, who is a Pekachas, and to Leah, who is a Chareshes, and he died, Ba Yavam ala Pekachas, and his brother Shimon was Miyabim Rachel, V'chazru v'ala Chareshes, Oysha ba'achav ala Chareshes, and then Shimon, or another brother Levi, was Miyabim Leah, Loi Pasal Eser Pekachas, the Yibam of Rachel is still valid, even though this Isser was done with Leah, because the Zika of Rachel is Min HaTorah, and the Zika of Leah is only Min Rabbanan. Bayavam ala Chareshes, if Shimon was Miyabim Leah, V'chazru v'ala Pekachas, Oysha ba'achav ala Pekachas, and then Shimon, or another brother Levi was Miyabim Rachel, Pasal Eser Chareshes, since the Zika of Rachel is Min HaTorah, and the Zika of Leah is only Min Rabbanan. Nevertheless, Rachel may not stay either, because Min Rabbanan, her Yibim was Aser because of Shnei Batim. The Mishnah proceeds to the next case, Gedayla u'Ketana. If Reuven was married to Rachel, who is a Gedayla, and to Leah, who is a Ketana Yisema, and he died, Ba'yavam ala Gedayla, and his brother Shimon was Miyabim Rachel, V'chazru v'ala Ketana, Oysha ba'achav ala Ketana, and then Shimon, or another brother Levi, was Miyabim Leah, Loi pasal es haGedayla, the Yim of Rachel is still valid, even though this Isser was done with Leah, because the Zika of Rachel is Minat Taira, and the Zika of Leah is only Midrabanan. Ba'yavam ala Ketana, if Shimon was Miyabim Leah, V'chazru v'ala Gedayla, Oysha ba'achav ala Gedayla, and then Shimon, or another brother Levi, was Miyabim Rachel, Pasal Eser Ketana, since the Zika of Rachel is Minat Taira, and the Zika of Leah is only Midrabanan. Nevertheless, Rachel may not stay either, because Midrabanan, her Yibim was Aser because of Shnei Batim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Malamden HaKetana Shetemoin Bay. Rabbi Lazar says that we teach Leah to do Miyun, so that her whole Yibim is completely voided, as if it never happened, and this way Shimon may stay married to Rachel. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Yavam Katan Shabal Yavam Ketana. If Reuben was married to Rachel, who was a Ketana, that was married off by her father, a marriage deraisa, and Reuben died without children, and his brother Shimon, who was a Katan, was Miyabim Rachel, Yigdulu Zemzeh, if Shimon wants to divorce her, they must wait until they become adults. The Mishnah continues, Bal Yavam Gedayla, Tigdaleno, so too if Shimon, who was a Katan, was Miyabim Rachel, who is a Gedayla. If Shimon wants to divorce her, they must wait until he becomes an adult. The Gemara explains that from the case of Baal Yavama Gedayla Tigdaleno, which means that they may live as husband and wife, we see that Yibam of a Katan is a valid Yibam. Although the pasuk says that the purpose of yibum is lahakim la'achiv shem, v'hai lav bar hachihu, the katan cannot father a child, the Gemara presents two answers. Abaya derives it from the pasuk yivamah yavo yalaha, kalduhu, and the yavam can perform yibum even a minor. Rava derives it from the pasuk ki yeshu achim yachdav, afil lebenyim echad, any brother may do yibum even a minor. However, Remeir disagrees and teaches katan uketana loy chaltsin v'loy misyabman, because the katan might grow up to be a sris, who is pater miyibim v'chalitza, and the katana might grow up to be an islandess, who is patura miyibim v'chalitza.